Hey, welcome to the Juice Bar Experts podcast, where we are going to give you tips, tools, strategies for launching a new juice bar or scaling and increasing the profitability and efficiency in your existing juice bar. I'm your host, Andrew McFarlane. For the last 10 years, I've been in the juice bar business, running my own juice bars, as well as helping hundreds of entrepreneurs all around the world launch successful juice businesses. So without further ado, let's get into it. Really excited that you guys are here. And I want to start by saying just thank you to all of those in the community who have just been leaving reviews on the podcast and comments. It's really just supportive to me. It feels great to hear that you guys are appreciating it. And also it helps us expand this message because we really got to get this information out there to people so that they can be more successful launching juice bars, which ultimately will make the world a healthier place. And so today I want to talk about expanding your juice bar business beyond just being a local brand and a local business. This is really about shifting your mind state as to why it's important to think this way, why it's important to do it from a strategic level, and just overall business survival level. And when I say going beyond just being a local business, the first thing that I want to clarify is I don't mean that you're going to franchise your business and become a national brand and that's how you're going to expand beyond being local. Yes, it's part of that. But that's really a byproduct of the thinking. And so, you know, what we're seeing now in the evolution of business, because things always change. And who are the people who win in business? They're the people who can see what's happening and what's changing, and they can be at the forefront of that. And I don't just mean in terms of industry trends, but I mean in terms of actual business strategy. And then the people who don't do so well are usually the people who are behind the curve and don't see what's coming, even when it's here. And by the time they realize what's going on, it's too late. So when I talk about going beyond being a local business, what I mean is you really want to start gaining traction and building audience in places that are more than just your surrounding areas. A lot of times people strictly focus on their local audience because they believe, well, hey, those are the only people that can buy from us. And in some ways, yes, that's true, but it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because if those are the only people who are aware of you, then those become the only people who can buy from you. Whereas if people are aware of you around the globe, then eventually that creates opportunities for you to sell products around the globe. So it is good to start local. You know, I always think about a company like Facebook, which maybe some of you have heard of. I'm kidding. I'm assuming all of you have heard of Facebook. You know, they're a huge company. An online business, it's a social media platform which started in one college and then went to all colleges and universities. And then now, you know, over a billion users later. So it is a wise strategy to saturate your local market first and foremost, but you don't want to stop there. You want to go beyond that because really, it will give you more flexibility and agility to expand your business and to protect your brand in the future. Because, you know, if you think about what's happening technologically and how that's impacting the way that we interface with physical businesses, it's changing everything. You know, I mentioned in Instagram the other day when I made a story and I was talking about, you know, Blockbuster. I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard of this company. It was a really, really, really big company. And now they're nearly nowhere to be found because that company, and Blockbuster actually even had the opportunity to buy Netflix, the company that put them out of business, I think for like $10 million at one point. And they decided not to because they romanticized the idea of people walking into a movie store and buying the latest movies. And clearly, they didn't understand the trend that was taking place. And so this is happening over and over and over again. You look at what Amazon did to Barnes & Noble. Just that business is still around, but they have nowhere near the market share that they did at one point. They've been devastated. because people wanted to buy things online. And so you better believe that Amazon is thinking about how to disrupt the food industry. Look at what they purchase Whole Foods for a reason. They're testing out Amazon Fresh for a reason. So what is going to happen if they figure out how to make juices, smoothies, salads, cheaper, faster, higher quality than you? What are you going to do? The only thing that I can say that you're going to be able to protect yourself with is building brand. And when I say building brand, a lot of people think about just their visuals, and I don't mean that. I mean actually building a company that people are connected to and willing to invest more money in because they believe in what your company believes in. They're connected to your business's mission, your values. And you have a lot of people who are aware of your business beyond the local environment. You know, I'll paint a few pictures for you. You know, as I mentioned, I think early on, just thinking about franchising your business. If you know that that's a goal of yours 2 years from now, 5 years from now, who are going to be the people who are most likely to franchise your brand? It's going to be the people who know of your business nationwide, worldwide. And so if that's your plan, you don't want to start thinking about marketing your brand to a nationwide or global audience 2 years from now. You want to start today. That's just one example, but really what you want to look at is when you build audience, it gives you more flexibility to pivot in other directions. Maybe you make certain physical products in-house right now that you can ship to a larger audience. This could be even your t-shirts. It could be granola bars. It could be, you know, superfood powder blends, all these things. There's actually a company called Moon Juice. Maybe some of you guys have heard of them. And the only reason you would have heard of them is because they're taking this strategy on. This is what they're doing. They are putting products in whole health food centers and stores all over the world. They are, or at least nationwide that I'm aware of right now. They are selling products direct to consumer online. They have two juice bars, but they're building their brand beyond just being local because they know that that's the way to expand and scale. You know, there's a lot of pros and cons to being in a physical storefront location. One of the benefits is you're taking up space. We all know there's only so much real estate in the world, and so having a physical location can really work for you in the sense that you're saturating a market that other people can't really enter into in the same way. What's the downside? Is sometimes scaling physical spaces is expensive, and it moves slow. Every time, you know, a company like Starbucks probably did this the best. I think they're opening up so many stores so quickly, it's mind-boggling. But it's sometimes harder for small business owners to do things like this unless they have a lot of capital, which, you know, sometimes you can go and raise money and do that as well. But no matter what the situation is, you still need to be thinking about your online presence, your brand beyond just being a local business, because that is what's going to give you more opportunity to solidify your position if a company like Amazon comes in, or just as a whole, if you decide that you want to expand your brand and grow it in any direction, your audience always precedes your sales. You're going to market a product before people buy it. They have to become aware of it. And so when you do this, it gives you that opportunity to expand outwardly in almost any direction. And your audience will also tell you what they want. They will tell you, hey, I've noticed that you know, we've been seeing your pictures or your Instagram stories about this thing. Can you ship it to us? Can you send? The market will demand what direction you need to go. And then you'll look at the practicalities around what it'll take to do this. And I just find the reason that this conversation is really important is because, you know, people who win in business are the people who have foresight. People who lose are people who are reacting or responding to what's happening and what's already passed. So you got to look into the future and see where things are going and make steps today to be successful in the future environment. It's like, you know, a storm is coming, for example, and you can't start building your house when it starts raining. You got to build your house before the rain comes. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck without shelter. And so this is very much like that. You have to be aware of where things are going. You know, there was a period of time where, you know, having a social media account was a luxury. And people still think it is, to be honest, but let's maybe use another example, because there was a time where websites, you know, people only advertise their business in classifieds. So you had a phone number and you had something in the yellow pages. Maybe you had some magazine ads. But most people didn't have websites. And now, you know, people wouldn't take your business seriously if you don't have a website, right? But that wasn't always the case. You have to remember that. And then now we're moving into an era of time where social media is a necessity. Why? Because that's where people's attention is. Not because it's nice to have an Instagram account. It's wise. It's the smartest thing you can do. And as more people do it, it becomes the industry standard. You have to understand that industries are always changing their standard and baseline as more people kind of rise to the occasion. And so if you're not really active in building your audience and creating content through, you know, YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and writing blogs and having email sequences and really, really building that audience in so many ways, well, guess what? At some point, you're going to be forced to. And when you're forced to, you're already late to the party, and then things just are that much harder. And so you got to think about your business beyond just being local. You got to think about building your audience beyond just your local community, so that way you can solidify your brand position and also have more opportunity to expand and more flexibility in your business in the event that things locally start to shift. You'll just learn so much. And so be wise. Get ahead of the curve. Don't wait until the last moment to start building that audience. If you guys need help with any of this, let us know, because you know we do marketing strategies and content marketing strategies for many of our clients, and this is something that we'd be happy to talk to you guys about as well. You can reach me personally at andrew@juicebarexperts.com. And yeah, I hope that this has shifted your thinking a little bit, because it's all about the mind state. It's not that, you know, there's a huge difference between really successful entrepreneurs in terms of work ethic. It's all about how they think about growing their business. That's everything. That's the big distinction. And so I wanted to just do this episode to expand your mind state and hopefully get you guys to a place where you're thinking about your business differently. Think about your business as a brand, and your location is an extension of that brand. But really, you want to think that you can provide so many different products and services to people. And the only way you're going to do that is through building your audience. So start that today. Have people strictly focus. If it's not you, this is what I do in my business. I just make more content. And that's through all these channels. A lot of you guys probably found me on YouTube and what we do. Now you're listening to a podcast. So create podcasts, create YouTube, create Instagram videos, do all of it as much as possible. And yeah, hopefully that, you know, helps, and I guarantee that it will help your business thrive long-term. So wishing you guys a lot of success. This is Andrew McFarland with Juice Bar Experts, and we'll see you guys at the next episode.